165-foot-long USS Potomac served as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's floating White House from 1936 until his death in 1945. How the USS Potomac came to reside in Oakland, California is a fascinating journey. Following a 10-year stint as a Coast Guard patrol boat, the Potomac saw duty as a Caribbean ferry, Elvis Presley's private yacht, and a stint as a drug smuggler that ultimately led to its sinking while tied up on Treasure Island. The Port of Oakland subsequently purchased the Potomac and spent more than 14 years and more than $6 million painstakingly restoring Roosevelt's floating White House. Today, the ship is a registered National Historic Landmark, berthed at Oakland's Jack London Square, and it offers regularly scheduled San Francisco Bay cruises. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in the wheelhouse aboard the USS Potomac for a visit with First Mate John Kane, ship's Captain Hugh James, and volunteer historian Rich Black.
We're all licensed merchant marine officers. We have a captain, we have a first mate, two deckhands, and I'm first mate. My name's John Kane.
John, your background?
I was a supervisor for the Port of Oakland for about 40 years. I just happened to be in charge of harbor maintenance when the Port of Oakland bought the Potomac back in 1981. I remember a group of us were sent down to take a look at the boat, and we were all engineers, and we looked at it and we said, I wouldn't do it. The next thing you know, the Port of Oakland owned a yacht.
And it took major renovation.
About $6.5 million, which was raised over a series of years. Port of Oakland actually established the Potomac Association. They got donations, and then Wally Abernathy and James Roosevelt went back to see Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan gave them $2.5 million.
More than they asked for, wasn't it?
They asked for two.
Why was Reagan so supportive?
If you recall Reagan's history, he was an FDR Democrat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And anyway, Port of Oakland took the funds they raised, they put them in the bank. That earned another $1 million. The port bought it in 1981. They took it and put it on shore at 16th Avenue, and I think in 83. In 87, I believe, it went out for overhaul at the Colberg Shipyards and came back in 1993. And then there was another 2 years sitting at the dock while they finished the restoration work. It's pretty much restored as close as possible to the state that it was in when FDR had it.
So there was a lot of searching for old...
Searching for old stuff. Yeah, if you look at the photos down below, you'll see that the staterooms match the original photos. Up here in the bridge, it's a little different because originally it had a ship's order telegraph. Now we have hydraulic controls. It had a big wooden wheel, which had cable steering. Now we have hydraulic steering.
How about the power plant? Is that close to original?
Yes and no. The engines now are from the same vintage, but they aren't the same type of engines. Originally, the engines were Winton engines. These are Enterprise engines. The original engines weighed 26 tons. These weigh 16 tons
wow.
each.
How did FDR use the Potomac?
Potomac River, primarily, you know, up and down the coast.
And how often was he able to get out on the Potomac?
You kind of have to think Camp David, you know, something that way basically to get out of the White House and the humdrum of the East Coast. You know, he'd bring all his buddies on board and, you know, they go fishing and have basically a party on board.
Were there any historic moments on board the Potomac?
Of course, the King and Queen of England were on board the ship. I remember we had Prince Andrew on board at one time.
People ever rent this for like a dinner cruise?
All the time.
Yeah.
We have probably two or three a week. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, all sorts of events.
A word picture. How long is the Potomac? How wide is it?
165 feet long, 416 tons, 25 feet wide.
Steel hull.
Steel hull.
How often do you take the public out?
Two or three times a week. We'll usually do history cruises about once a week. Sometimes there's two in 1 week and nothing the next week. We do a Friday night cruise that takes everybody out to look around at the Port of Oakland facilities. It's
a nighttime cruise?
Evening.
Evening, sunset.
Yeah, one is right at sunset and one's nighttime. We do a what we call flights and lights cruise where we have wine and cheese and just a gentle tour around the bay.
And do you know how much it costs generally to go out?
Each one is a little different. Okay, the history cruises where we're not serving any food are usually about $50-$55, a little bit less for seniors. The wine and cheese cruises are about $75 per person.
So the least expensive cruise that a family could go on would be how much?
Actually, the least expensive cruises are free.
Really?
Yeah, the Port of Oakland sponsors cruises. What days are we doing?
Thursdays.
Thursday evenings?
Yeah. So
what you have to sign up for those with the Port of Oakland, and they're free.
Wow, why do they do that? That's really cool.
It's a Port of Oakland promotion.
Good, so there's access for anybody.
The Port of Oakland cruises are shorter than the average. They're usually an hour apiece. Our typical history cruises are 2 hours. Our typical charters are about 3 hours.
And then somebody said that you have a cruise that you actually dock at Angel Island?
We have docked at Angel Island and run trips to Angel Island. I don't think we're doing any right at the moment. We come over here to what we call Echo Pier, which is right at the ferry building. We go down to Pier 40, which is down by the ballpark. We go to Sausalito occasionally.
And then you actually tie up where people can get off?
We board passengers. Sometimes there's a group from San Francisco that wants to board in San Francisco.
That's really cool. John, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What a pleasure. Hugh James, you're the captain of the USS Potomac.
One of several.
It must be an honor for you in many respects.
It is. I'm retired seagoing, and this has kept alive so much of my career, and it is San Francisco Bay. You can't go wrong. I believe that it is a significant part of history, and we try to maintain that history.
Do you ever feel that palpable history on board? Feel the spirit of Roosevelt and the people?
Yes. As a side note, one night I was going to spend the night here on the ship, and I just couldn't make up my mind whether to sleep in Roosevelt's bed or the King of England's bed. So I gave up and I went home.
Choices.
Yes. But it's a marvelous group of people that we have here as volunteers.
Your volunteer cadre, they're probably essential for the viability of this
vessel.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All of the docents that come on, they are just strictly volunteer.
And how about your maintenance and repainting and working
volunteer.
On the engines?
Volunteer. We do go in to the shipyard every 30 months and have it hauled and painted and whatnot.
Without the volunteers, it would be a real game changer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so many of the volunteers wouldn't even think about accepting money. They just enjoy being on this ship.
An honor.
It's an honor.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit about your background. You were ocean-going freighter?
Oil tankers. Uh-huh. Yes. I've enjoyed being on the water.
This must be a real change for you. It's like a little dinghy compared to your tankers.
Yeah, a little. But it's still, you're on the water. You've got scenic San Francisco Bay, which from experience, I can say, is one of the most beautiful bays in the world.
Have you seen most of them?
I've seen several of them. So there's the scenic beauty, there's the pleasure of the bay, and there's also the pleasure of the ship and the history of the ship.
Hugh James, captain of the USS Potomac, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rich Black is one of the many volunteer docents who love interpreting and sharing the incredible history of the USS Potomac.
August of 1941 now, it's been put out that Roosevelt is going on a fishing vacation. So they took the ship up to New London, Connecticut, and he showed up in his train, and he got off his train, and he got on these speedboats here, and he had his buddies and his girlfriends and so forth, and they went around New London Harbor, made a big fuss about being there. And then that night, he got back on the Potomac, went over the horizon to the heavy cruiser Augusta, got on the Augusta, went up, and met Churchill on the HMS Prince of Wales battleship, and they had a conference. They agreed on the conduct of World War II, although at the time we were technically neutral, and issued the Atlantic Charter. And in fact, they took the ship through the Cape Cod Canal, and they had a Secret Service man standing out here in the back, and he had his cape on, and he had a cigarette holder, and he's waving to everybody on the shore, and they all think they're waving to Franklin Roosevelt. And not until the conference was over did the press admit that it was all a ruse, that he'd been up there talking to Churchill.
This was owned by Elvis Presley?
Yes, it was owned by Elvis Presley, and he gave it to Danny Thomas for Danny's City of Hope. But the folks at the City of Hope said, you know, we're in Memphis, Tennessee, and that ship is in Los Angeles, so we can't do much with this. So they sold it again.
And how about its legacy as drug running?
Well, that was the thing. I went through several other owners, and then somebody bought it. And he had two ships that he brought up here, and both of them had bales of marijuana on them. So the drug folks busted it.
That was right here.
I took it over to Treasure Island there, and that's where it sank. And then they pumped it up, brought it over to Oakland Harbor Authority. In the 80s, when I first came to town, I can remember the ship up on stays over there. As you drove down to the airport, it would be off to the right from the Nimitz Freeway there. I can remember the ship being up there for quite a while.
Rich Black, are you a volunteer? What's your
background?
Yes,
I am a docent. I'm retired. I worked at UC Berkeley. And my parents were very interested. They were big Franklin Roosevelt fans. So I wanted to learn more about him and what he did. So when I retired, I took this on. The Potomac Association, we get no federal money, no state money. We're not a state park or anything like that. We're entirely self-supporting by good people like you who are taking this cruise today.
What did you do at UC Berkeley?
Associate Vice Chancellor for Admissions and Enrollment. I oversaw admissions, financial aid, the registrar, and some of the outreach programs.
Rich Black, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
To learn more, log on to ussppotomac.org. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from aboard the USS Potomac at Jack London Square in Oakland, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.